Yeah, so you know, we have good research again that shows when you have top players, they can usually carry a line all on their own. And so you really do your opponents a favor if you put a Wheeler and a Scheifele, if you put them together, because now the opposition knows, get your top defensive pair out there, hard match as much as you can, and you can eliminate that one option. But top offensive players in the NHL are able to elevate their wingers or elevate their other two line mates and carry a line on their own by and large, especially when you're talking about players of Scheifele's caliber and Wheeler's too. And so the best thing you can do is try to expose your opponent by making matchups difficult, by taking Scheifele and giving him his own line and taking Wheeler and putting him somewhere else too. And then you just count on the fact that over the course of a game, you're going to get those favorable matchups where they can, you know, sort of do their damage. When Scheifele and Wheeler were together with Ehlers, I have them as the most fun, in quotation marks, line combination in the NHL so far this year, which means they were generating a ton of quality for, but they were giving up more quality against than any other line in hockey. So it really just wasn't a sustainable way for the team to play. When we have other sorts of line combinations going on with Wheeler and Scheifele separated, these are sort of new things, but it gives the lineup a chance to expose their opponent's depth on defense. Ultimately, it's the best way to construct the lineup. So, you know, hopefully that's the way the Jets continue to roll.